I get to walk into this and talk to y'all under this anointing up here. You think it's good down there, it feels really good up here. Praise God, saints of God, thank you. What an honor. Boy, I just feel like bowing, you know? To you and to this wonderful community, you know? As we were rolling in here, I had Dr. Winston's driver rolling me in, and you know the brother drives like Bishop preaches, smooth. He a cool cat, I call him, you know. He told me not to reveal his name. And he kept saying to me, it's great to have you here. Ron, it's great to have you here, and it's an honor to have you here. And all as I kept saying is, man, it's an honor to be here. I mean, it's just an honor. And we were just going back and forth. And y'all know that you're in the presence of greatness under this man of God, don't you? This isn't a game. Dr. Bill Winston, your wonderful wife, General of the body of Christ, we salute you in the name of Jesus Christ. Whew. Now, you know what they say, blessed are the short-winded, and they'll be invited back. So I'm probably the only preacher you know that wears a heart rate monitor up here. So my might as well burn some fat while I'm up in this place. I came in here and I told the guy that was doing my mic, he had such an anointing on him. I said, man, you better secure that thing. I feel a spitting cotton anointing up in here. For real, man, this place is glowing with the glory of God. I mean, greatness. Dr. Patricia, I haven't had the pleasure of meeting her, but I met her in the green room, and you know, I found out something about her. That Living Word Christian Center ain't no begging church. This is a blessing church, amen? And amen to that. And did you know that she met her beautiful man here? So you single ladies, you in the right place here. I got a kick out of that. You know, I got some inside information. And I indirectly owed an apology to Pastor David because, man, when I walked into the green room, I saw I knew him by the Spirit right when I saw his face. And I think I saw him on his Twitter account, you know, but he looked like this scrawny little youth pastor. And when I saw the brother, I was like, dang, this boy's got his yokes on, you know. Who needs a strength coach up in here when you got Pastor David? Give him a round of applause. Just for... You know, in the NFL, I'm hanging around with a lot of color, so you have to forgive me if you hear a little undertone in my voice. It's just because I've been highly under the influence. And in the NFL, I used to train a lot of the 49ers. They used to have this saying, pop your collar. Y'all know that's too sanctified for y'all in here. I better back out of it. Anyway, that's kind of a salute. So, Pastor David, you know. Now, listen, I don't want to be long tonight, but I do want to be effective. Jesus used fewer words with twice as much power and accomplished 10 times the amount of work. And I like to say a pint of coaching will save you gallons of trouble and pain. And before I take out the scalpel, y'all, anyone who's into mastery must understand this. Anyone who's into mastery is into fundamentals. You want to become a master at something, it's not doing great exploits in the beginning. The people who know their God will do great exploits, but the foundation of that must be rooted and grounded in a pristine, dignified kingdom order of congruency and elements of repetition. Maybe I'll go over here. So if you hear a lot of things over and over again, I'm doing that deliberately. Why? Because you don't get beautiful lips, hips, and fingertips just by getting them done one time, right, ladies? They got to be coated and sanded and buffed and scrub that thing and turn it. Same thing for you boys, and they don't just pop after one curl. It's 3 sets times 12 reps over and over and over and over, and faith cometh by hearing. Do I got anyone's attention? All right. Now I know what you're thinking. A Kardashian on the pulpit. The kid looks like a youth pastor. Well, I'll tell you, God takes the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. In our defense. I've been married also 3,000 days. This brother here has got a week. That's 7. I'm into numbers, as you'll see tonight and this afternoon. And I got to figure out how to fix this. So I'm doing 2 things tonight. I'm learning how to minister off my laptop, and I got my backup notes here, and I'm doing a PowerPoint. So y'all hang with me. Let's go ahead and start this thing up. My beautiful and gorgeous wife is watching online right now. Baby, I love you. You're the wings underneath me, and thank you for everything that you're doing for me. I can't even talk normal about it. My God. We've been watching Dr. Bill Winston for some 200 hours over the last year or so. So if you hear a little come out of me, don't be hating on me now. Are we all good? I told you I'm about to take out the scalpel, so I'm trying to find where this will go. So if we could work on that while we do this. Now, anyone who's into mastery is into fundamentals, as I said, and you all have a destiny on your life, and my job as a strength and conditioning coach is to provide the tools to get you to the place, not only in to the measure of wealth and to the stature and knowledge that I already know all of you multimillionaires are at, but to match that wealth in congruent elements with health. Say, what is wealth without health? And incidentally, I believe that you're in a lot better shape than you are now. Now, here's the blessing about working with a coach, is that a coach brings you and is designed to bring you into a new level of development. Can I get an amen? Amen. My job is to take the weak areas of your body and sculpt them and make them look more beautiful. Say beautiful. Beautiful. So we're going to be moving into an element today called fit for the job. I wanted to show you a picture of my gorgeous wife here. There she is. Now, am I safe to say that she's the hottest of the Kardashian girls? Come on, take a good look at her. You go, girl. And that's my little girl Sophia there hitting me. You can see who the joker in the family is. It's my, ain't no surprise. And that's my little sunshine, Quinny. His name's Quinn. Quinn Kardashian, got a nice little ring to it. He's my covenant heir, if you will. And, you know, I'm not as young as you look. I got a confession to make that before I came here, I did wash the gray right out of my hair. And I was in the bathroom, and my 6-year-old looks at me and she goes, Daddy, she goes, I thought God said that gray hair was a sign of wisdom. Huh? You know, I just got a little here. I'm not ready to let it show yet. And I said, what'd you say? She goes, yeah, Daddy, gray hair is a sign of wisdom. And I looked at her and I said, you're darn right, girl. And God gave me the wisdom to wash it right out. 6 years old. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right. So let's not give me no hassle up here now. All right, here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Okay, great. Good, here we go. All right, so let me start by saying this. I got a new book out, and I only brought one thing with me. And the book is called Getting in Shape God's Way on Purpose, because getting in shape Ron's way was just not good enough. Now, I've been around a long time here, folks, over 20 years in the fitness industry. So when God put this on my heart over 10 years to go to write this book, I didn't do it. If you get the book today, I'm going to give you this DVD free. The DVD has everything you need to know about health and fitness and exercise done with me, my gorgeous wife, and her sister. Very simple. It's only done in 20 minutes. You got to get this. It's done with this little tiny exercise band that I have here right on the floor. And I only have a couple of these left, so I brought these with you. One of these pastors said, "Boy, you're the only one that travels and sells exercise equipment on your product table." I said, "I mean business up in here. I'm trying to get people in shape for the kingdom." Amen? Amen. This is a kingdom thing. You can't handle wealth without health. You crazy? You sicker than a dog and trying to get $1 million. What are you going to do with it? You better get healthy with it. So I have a couple of these, and I'm going to show you something in a little bit. But, you know, the book is power-packed. Three-fourths of the book, ladies and gentlemen, is cognitive flexology, I call it. Maximizing the scripture that says in Hebrews 12:1, you've got to present your body as a living sacrifice. Well, isn't your brain in your body? In fact, let's do a little consensus right now so I can dictate where you are in order to validate where you're going. I'm going to speak to you on three dimensions for you, as our good friend Jesse DePlana says, you homiletical. How does he say it? Homiletical, theological. All of you intellectuals in here, we're going to have a beginner exercise session in here for you. Right now, right here. And then I'm also going to move in the intermediate realm. And I'm also going to move in the advanced realm, because we don't have time right now to say, okay, you understand the redemption of Jesus Christ. You know that you need to be saved, but you don't know how to get saved. And you know that you need to sow a $5,000 seed today. We don't got time for that. So we're going to do it all together, all in one. You understand what I'm saying? So we're going to talk beginner, intermediate, advanced, and deal with the spirit, soul, and the body. And I want answers. I don't want any more try this, try that, nothing. I'm not into try this anymore. I'm into solutions. Amen? Amen. And incidentally, that's what my second book is going to be released by the largest publisher in the world. Picked Me Up, who did the Chicken Soup of the Soul series. They sold over 200 million copies. He's not a born again man, but when he heard the message of integrity, honor, and advancing the kingdom, he said, "I'm going to sign you and I'm going to pay you a whole year up front without even one book selling." Incidentally, when I got this vision, Dr. Winston, which, I mean, I got a funny story to tell you about him, but everything that he's been ministering, I finally found a man who was in agreement with what the Lord gave me. And at the time, you know, I was 10 years younger. I thought, no one's going to believe this little white boy. No one's going to believe me, what I'm saying. And so I hid it in my heart, in my belly. And when I came to this Christian publisher, who was a wonderful publisher, they too said the same thing. "We're going to pay you," which at the time, a whole year's salary up front before even one book sold. So I just want to testify. Y'all get the book. I mean, like I said, you get the book, you get this free. Deal? Cool. All right. And it's coming. So really quick, a funny story is, you know how the Catholics are canonized, right? Well, Tia and I go to Kenneth Copeland's Ministers Only Conference every year. We're special guests. It's an invite only. We've been going for the last 6 years. And we've been partners with the Copelands for many years. I'm a former graduate of Rhema through the Correspondence School. And I've just been a student of the Word for 15 years. So I had never known Dr. Bill. I never heard of the man. And here I am, me and my little wife, and she's pregnant, are in this service. And when this man got up to speak, she was pregnant, but I was the one moving. I mean, and I don't know if he remembers, but I was about to tackle him. I mean, not in a bad way. You know how when he preaches, you just want to go and grab him and say, "God bless you, man." You know, just throw him down and then pick him up, and you know. And so, I was sitting over here, and I was out of my seat and pulling on. You know, there's prophetic pulling. Say pull. Pull, you know, you got to pull this thing out. This is true. You pull it out of a man. And he kept coming back over, but he knew I was about to jump him. So he kept going to the other side. He couldn't go much faster than this, but he'd get out. And so he said that day, we only got 15 minutes for this warm up and then we're going to hit it. We got a couple of minutes left. He said that day, if God doesn't have what you want, he'll make it for you. And he did not know at the time. And at the end of the service, I rushed him and ministers were coming from all over, just dumping out money and just throwing it at him. And I didn't have no money on me at the time because all the other ministers had taken all of it already. So I went up to him and I grabbed him. I looked at him and he didn't know me from that. He was glazed. We were glazed in the spirit. You know, we were gone. And he did not know that Pastor Benny Hinn had just called me on my cell phone and said to me, Brother Ron. I shouldn't do that to Benny. I want to make a position for you. And Benny and I have been friends for years, which is this Armenian thing, but I've been serving him for years. And that day changed my life forever. Because he validated the prayer that I was asking God, do I need to go with this man of God or do I need to stay here? And incidentally, the position that he made for me is I became the liaison to the nations for Pastor Benny Hinn, and it changed the dynamic of my life forever. Forever. Just unbelievable. So I got to travel with Benny for years, and I love Benny. He's the real deal. I don't care what anybody says. I've been in his private home. I watched him. I know there's a lot of controversy on him. But you know, when we're pointing the finger at somebody else, we got three fingers pointing back on us. So I just do this. And I just leave my hands up. It ain't my business. Amen? You know what I'm saying? So I, as saints are canonized, in short, I've been Bill Winstonized. And that's why I say with fervency and honor, Dr. Bill, what a privilege it is to be here. Now, finishing this warm-up up, y'all getting warmed up? Yeah. All right. We have been selected in Hollywood to do a new formatted reality TV show. And let me sum this up in 30 seconds. I'm going to show you the video. Is basically, you can go from the pit to the palace overnight. But that don't make you a man or a strong woman. Once you get in the palace, staying there is what makes you the man or the woman. And right now, the global economy is set on CEOs and men of integrity compromising in their fields of positions. And you know what? They need an anointed, spirit-filled life coach that goes by a celebrity last name to walk in there and saying, the way you've been acting, the way you've been talking, the way you've been treating your wives, the way you've been smuggling money down under the table, it's got to stop and you need to get fit for this job. So I've moved into corporate America because the churches just didn't have the budget to afford me. And I thought that was a game. So I went into the, by demand, started coaching executives, big giants, man, in the corporate world, including, it started with Pastor Benny Hinn, spoke right into his life, talked to him about his health issues, talked to him about his heart issues. And I said, Doc, if you're going to continue to travel this world, you're going to have to understand that what you submit to, you become. And incidentally, Catherine Kuhlman did have a heart issue. And incidentally, Pastor Benny Hinn has had to stay on track concerning his health issues because if he ain't got no health, there is no kingdom advancement. And he caught the fire, and that man eats well, lives well. And every minister and man of God in here, this is your time. This is your hour. This is your season. You're more fit for this job than you know. You've been through hell and high water. And I've come here with a word of the Lord to tell you it's time to get in shape. Come on, let's play that.
As a young man, I had to learn very quickly that all my tests were becoming testimonies. And all my trials were becoming springboards to help other men go through and walk through their trials. I have over 12,000 hours of coaching one-on-one, which started all the way in the weight rooms, and now it's moved all the way into the boardrooms. What we want to impart into the CEO or to the company that's hiring the employees is that we limit oftentimes to a resume. I want to move that into more intrapersonal skills. Don't be afraid to ask the employee, talk to me about not only your resume, but talk to me about your internal life. going to be a pretty long day today, but I am so fired up today. I just got such anticipation and expectation for these people, and I just want to share my heart with them and give them some insights to change their life tomorrow.
So thankful to be here today. We're going to have a very, very powerful coaching session today. We're going to bring you up to a new level, and we're going to prepare you all in this economy to be fit for the job in the best shape of your life.
Deep within my heart, over a decade ago, I've had a global vision. I've always had it within the DNA of my being to help humanity at large.
Find out, ladies and gentlemen, what you love to do. Find out. You owe it to yourself. And then go after that with all the passion you have in life. That, friends, is the key to success. That, friends, is the key to being fit. And that, friends, is the key to a successful life.
Because Ron Kardashian is the real deal. He's not fake. Ron doesn't tell me what I want to hear. Ron tells me what I need to hear.
If you can't keep your life in order, your one little tiny body, how are you going to manage a huge corporate body?
I had to put on this phony facade all the time. I wanted to be real, and Ron was the person to go to because Ron is the epitome of real.
So when he's teaching other people, he's living it at home, and that's probably the most important thing.
That's the only thing that counts, right?
Yeah.
If I can't live it here, I can't tell anyone else to live it.
It's true.
Cognitive choices, concrete choices, healthy choices. Was this going to be better for me? Was it going to be better for my company? And ultimately, is this better for other people in the world?
I'm fit for the job. Come on, let's warm me up. I'm fit for the job. I am the righteousness of God through Christ. I know my identity. I am an heir. I got full right to prosper. I've been through way too much to turn back now. I declare the dream God has over my life. It's coming to pass. God, you were poor. Through your poverty, I became abundantly supplied. I'm abiding. I have chosen to stay in you. You said in your word, if I abide in you, ask what you will, it'll be given. I'm asking right now, fill me, prosper me, heal me. It's my covenant right. I'm destined to be healthy. I'm destined to be wealthy. I am a triumphant. I am approved. I am royalty. God recommends me. I receive my settlement. I'm healed by the blood. I'm fit for this job. I'm fit for this job. Glory to God, I'm fit for this job. Come on, give God a praise and shout. Hey! Hey! Open your Bibles, if you will, to Genesis 25. I'm going to be quick. Tomorrow, stability, the mark of a champion, and the key to worldwide ministry. Be there, 10 a.m. Got a little Hollywood in me. I'm going to get y'all ready for the red carpet, and it's not one stained with the soles of people's shoes. It's one dipped in the blood of Jesus. Friends, I believe the greatest cataclysmic effect in the history of the world is taking place right now. I'm seeing it. I'm in the mix of it. I believe there's a shift coming. Come on, do it with me. Shift. Come on, put your body into it. Shift. There's a shift coming, and there's a convergence of pulpit life and business life. Say shift. It is, and that the fathers of the children are merging with the Lord, and the baton is being shifted to an emerging generation, and we have to be fit by example in thought, word, and deed, and physical strength to leave an embedded imprint of the gospel so prolifically that when they take the baton, it acts as a form of engraftment and power rather than something they could be careless with and just drop it. Are you following what I'm saying? Your best days are not behind you. They are indeed in front of you. You've got to be spiritually fit in order to fulfill what God has got for you. There's a convergence. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You've got the power to go out with a bang, man. You're not going by the way of the grave, poor and broke and sick and not fulfilled. He said that you will be fulfilled on this earth. And you've got to mandate your covenant rights and exercise the corporate policy of the kingdom in order to claim this policy and make it in effect in your life. Can I get an amen? Amen. I want to move you out of dis-ease. Disease. Dis-ease. I want to move you out of it. It's too hard on your heart. It's hurting your soul in magnitudes and measures that aren't conducive to royalty. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You come from royalty. And we don't need to make any apologies about it anymore. I'm not talking about an HMO. I'm not talking about a PPO. I'm talking about the flow of the Holy Ghost. You're covered. But there's going to be some keys that you need to do. And I want to make sure that you're fit in these areas. So like I said, we've only got 720,000 hours in an average lifespan. Did you know that? That's only 30,000 days, fririends. It's only 30,000 days is the average lifespan. That's 80 years on this earth. Now, I've been married for 3,000 days. So time is ticking. Are you following what I'm saying? And I'm in this to win it. Are you with me? Genesis 25, 27, Father, anoint me. Help my friends. Help these great and wonderful leaders in Jesus' name. When the boys grew up, Esau was cunning and skilled hunter, a man of outdoors. Say outdoors. Jacob was a plain man, a quiet man, dwelling in tents. And Isaac loved and was partial to Esau because he ate of Esau's game. Jacob was boiling pottage, lentil soup. One day, I'm reading out of the Amplified Bible, verse 29. When Esau came from the field and was faint with hunger. Say he was faint. Amen. Say his glycemic levels were low. The boy needed some nutrition. The boy was weak. The boy was weak-minded. And Esau said to Jacob, I beg of you, man, come on, let me get some of that red lentil soup. I'm faint and hungry. Incidentally, that's why his name is called Edom, which means red. Jacob answered, then sell me today your birthright, man. Come on, you've been talking about it. Sell it to me. Go ahead, right? I mean, come on. He tells him to sell his birthright. You know these boys were playing around with money. They were throwing their inheritance around. So he slipped it on him. He saw he was famished. Esau said, see here, I'm at the point of death, so what good can this birthright be to me? Jacob said, listen to me, you swear right now that you'll sell it to me. Verse 34, then Jacob gave Esau bread and stew. Say, he gave him bread. He took it, he took the bread, but he also lost his inheritance. Quickly, turn over to 2 Corinthians 2 and verse 14. Quickly now, saints, quickly. You guys. Your body is developed in four quadrants. It's you in the middle, your spiritual, mental, physical, and financial. Do you understand that? If you don't think that the financial element is part of your life, we need to get you back to Bible college and let you understand that three-fourths of the entire Bible talks about money. Say it, money. Money. Say shift. 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 I got to shift some things. And the first thing we've got to increase is knowledge. So I'm going to show you four elements that you have got to be fit in, and it's not about eating red lentil soup. It's not about whatever you think your dietary needs are. I'm not going to be talking about that today. You can get that in the book. I've got the top 100 best foods in the world, and I have the foods that are killing you. But I want to give you some knowledge about food. I want to give you some knowledge about you, and I want to encourage you and show you just how fit you are in this. You there, 2 Corinthians? And verse 14. But thanks be to God who in Christ always leads us to triumph as trophy. Say, I'm a trophy. For we're a sweet fragrance of Christ, which exhales unto God, discernible alike among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. I belong in LA. You follow what I'm saying? To the latter, it's an aroma. It's a wafered, Bible says, wafted or wafered to death, a fatal odor. It means some folks, your presence kills them. Can I get a witness in here? And the former, it's an aroma of life to life, a vital fragrance like Dr. Bill and his wife are to all of us. And who is qualified? The Amplified says, come on, fit. Who is qualified? Fit and sufficient. I feel a shift coming right here. Say shift. Shift me, man of God. Shift me. Who's able for such a ministry? We? Who's able for such a ministry? Look at verse 17. For we're not like so many, like hucksters, making a trade of peddling God's word, shortchanging and adulterating the divine message, but like men of sincerity, say sincerity, And the purest motive, come on with me, the purest motive, say it, the purest motive, as commissioned and sent by God, we speak this message in Christ, in His presence. The pulpit is a place of murder for the man who doesn't walk in sincerity. The game is over. You got to be fit for this position. You see me up here all pretty with a celebrity last name, but you haven't seen the pit I've been in for the last 15 years. All you see is the polish. When you go to eat that supper, you make sure that the most sincere aspect of your life is not what swings in the glass showing a red circle like the wine or the porridge Esau, but it is the spiritual blessing of the birthright you know you're all inherited and destined to achieve. He looked at that porridge and he saw his skin. And in a moment of hypoglycemia, which means low body mass, low sugar indexes, he reaches for it, yet the boy got a bow on his back because he'd been hunting wild game all day. It's a life of living in two dimensions. You're shooting for game in one life, and you're looking for the daily bread of life in another man's porridge. I got to get out of this. Look down with me, verse three, chapter 3 here. Let's finish this really quick. Because he goes on to say in verse 4, but such is the reliance and confidence that we have through Christ, towards and with reverence. So it's not just an aspect of intimacy and knowledge and birthing and wonder and amazement and palatial aristocracies, the position we stand in the kingdom, but it's a sincere, unadulterated purity that says, Abba, it says, Daddy, it says, God, you promised, I'm your man, let's do this. Say shift. Say shift. I'm more fit for this. Come on, I'm more fit for this. I'm more fit for this than I thought. I've been paying my dues. Come on. Who am I talking to in here? These aren't a bunch of beginner ministers. You're the nations are represented here. This is our season. This is our time. This is your moment. You've waited this long. You've travailed for this hour. You've interceded for this moment. This is your season. Say shift. Now that, verse 5, now that, amplified, come on. Now that we are, now that we are, now that we are qualified. Say, I'm qualified. Do y'all really know what that means? A qualified and sufficient inability of ourselves to form personal judgments or claim or court. We're not. Did you notice it said not? Did y'all catch that? I'm telling you, you are, but did you catch that it said not? Not that we are qualified of ourselves to perform personal judgments or claim or court anything as coming from, but our power and our ability and our sufficiency are from who? Now look at verse 6. It is He who has qualified us, making us to be, making us to be, making us to be. So, how many ministers in here? Come on, raise your hands like dignity. How many ministers, stand to your feet in here. Say, I'm fit for this thing. He's talking about me. I'm fit for this job. I declare the shift now. Cognitive shift. Spiritual shift. Emotional shift. He's talking about me. I'm fit for this job. This thing is mine. I was born for this. This is my destiny. This is my hour. I'm taking it by force. Give them a shout up in here. You've got to have this knowledge. You have got to have this knowledge. It's absolutely mandatory. Hosea 4:6, please bring it up there on the screen. My people are destroyed for a lack of. Now let's look at the proverb right underneath that, if you will. Quickly, men. Hebrews 4, Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Why? Wait a minute, because we sell it out. Well, I don't have what I have because I don't know what I need to know yet. No, that's not true. Listen to me. America is not getting fatter by food. It's their lack of knowledge about food that's making them fat. That's all it is. I know I was 230 pounds in high school. He said, because you, the priests, the leaders, the anointed ones, the ones who have the power to destroy yokes, to speak and mountains shall move. Yeah, you. Not Esau's generation, Jacob. Although it was Jacob's by providence, it was Esau's by promise. This gives us great consolation to know that you may have not been born into royalty, but you have sure been promised royalty. Who am I talking to in here? It's your lack of knowledge that's destroying it. As soon as you hear the word, this is your fitness center right here, right now, to stand to your feet. You jump, you shout, you name it, and you claim it. You say, that's mine. We have this thing going on in the pulpit. It's a very powerful dynamic where seed sowing is taking place. I asked the Lord about this because it bothered me in the beginning. It was obstructive. You know, Pastor Benny Hinn taught me to reverence the anointing up here. You don't move when the word of God is being preached. You don't leave. He told me personally in his private home, he's seen men die under the glory. Bam! I mean, powerful, powerful things. And so there's a dynamic shift. When you hear the message preached, that's your time to respond. No response, no glory. Faith without works is? You're believing as I'm speaking right now, and the glory is falling. God's saying, are they going to do it now? I see him as this enduring daddy. I've become one. I mean, did that little boy bring you to your knees? I mean, he don't even belong to you. Look how adorable he was. You know what I'm saying? Every time I get in my wife's presence, my knees kind of get knocked. I told her I got to stop saying, you're so sweet. Every time you talk, you give me a cavity. I had 3 cavities last week. Quickly, let's move. He was saying here, aren't you understanding something? That the knowledge you have is what's controlling you or killing you, period. Now let's talk about this for a minute, because there is something in the supermarkets right now called GMOs. Do you know what GMOs are? I've been hearing Brother Copeland preach this. Look at my leg. I can't even talk normal about it. He's been talking about a genetically modified doctrine. Y'all know what I'm talking about? All right, well, I'm talking about where he really got that from was GMOs in food. They're called genetically modified organisms. Do you know that the food that you're eating over the counter has been genetically modified? And you wonder why diabetes keeps reoccurring. And you keep up coming up to the healing line. Hosea 4:6. God's saying it's not the lack of knowledge that you have. You know that high sugary foods and foods convert into sugar. And if you didn't know that, for all of you beginners, everything you eat converts into sugar. Are you following what I'm saying? So if you eat more sugar than you need, half goes to fructose, half goes to sucrose. Fructose will kill you. Sucrose will give you energy. The energy dies off. Where does it go? Right to your belly. The average consumer right now is consuming 20 liters of soda per day. That's 16 teaspoons. You know why people are getting sicker every day? Because they can't control one motion. One, two, one, two, one, two. Pesticides are all over your foods. Methanol oxide, which naturally occurs, is a naturally occurring pesticide. Experts say can cause neurological damage and fetal death. In laboratory animals, even at low doses, it's this links to thyroid disease. Or how about the new study that hit the LA Times that being overweight or obese last week put you at greater risk of cancer than smoking? That's crazy, doc. I mean, I knew secondhand smoke was killing me, and believe me, I used to toke one down too back in the day. But I got a revelation. Listen to me, friends. You are not going to win this kingdom, and we're going to get into this tomorrow very deeply. You're not going to win this by this information I'm giving you. You're only going to win it by revelation. And what I'm saying by this is that when you're in the fitness center, every time you push a weight away from your body, it's called resistance. Are you following what I'm saying? That's right. So anytime that you put yourself under resistance, although for the moment it seems laborious and painful, but there is a greater end. There is a greater reward coming. And when you resist that, the fibers start to flare and they start to dance and they start to say, oh, development, development, development. But if you never push it fully away, that weight will stay on you forever and never fulfill its fulfillment. What God is trying to say here is that when you come against foods that are genetically modified, push them away. And every time you push them away, you're going to get stronger and stronger and stronger. It's very simple, for this is the way of the kingdom. Well, we're going to talk about this tomorrow, that it has to be backed by proper linguistics. We're going to talk about the Department of Linguistics. Every major university has it. And I had to prove in Getting in Shape God's Way that there was actually a theological basis that mixed with a kinesiological basis and that these things are intertwined. Or else why would God say, beloved, above all things, be in health, be in health, be in health, be in health, and be in health, and... See, everyone's talking about prosperity, which is some of our responsibilities in the body. But you've seen Ron Kardashian now. The strength coach has arrived. And can I just tell you that the closer to the event that we get, this cataclysmic movement, I mean, I got some people in my clinic right now, stage 4 cancer patients, 65 years old, man of God, he's convinced Jesus is coming back May 21st. That's in 60 days. There's a whole movement of them out there. I don't know if you've seen them here, but on the West Coast, doc, there's billboards everywhere. 65-year-old engineer making 350 G's a year. He's not playing around. I said, doc, why are you in here? He said, I've got stage 4 prostate cancer. I said, why did you get the cancer? He said, because I wasn't eating the way God told me to eat. He said, I brought it on myself. Now, he believes in Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. He believes by his stripes he was healed, but he needs the knowledge. This thing still ain't working, but it's all good. I'm flowing. Can you stay with me now? Can you stay with me? You need the knowledge. And it's not just knowledge, it's applied knowledge. Say applied knowledge. You got to apply what you know, because if you understand that the treadmill will get you in shape, you've got information, but you don't know how to work, you don't got revelation. David, ladies and gentlemen, King David was not fit by information. He was fit by revelation. He did not get fit by just subduing mountains. He got fit by going through the mountain. You are destined to go through this thing, and you're going to make it come hell or high water. Say, I'm fit for this thing. I'm fit. Come on, touch it. I'm fit for this thing. Some of you have been training up in the church for 20 and 30 years. It's time to see the fruit of your fruition right now. Come on, you don't believe it, you won't shout for it. Did you know that it does start with a shout? I'll tell you why that's so important cognitively. Because now you're starting to deal with neurotransmitter, which is quantum physics. This is my stuff. I mean, I'm into this. I am into optimizing the brain, which is incidentally different than the mind. He said, renew your mind daily. He didn't talk about the brain. Why? Because the brain is inside the body. He said, honor God in your body. Is your stomach in your body? Is your heart in your body? Is your brain in your body? Are your lungs in your body? Where's the honor? How can you honor him with your lung? You better praise him. I gotta get out of this. I gotta go. It's too much here. A new study at the Amen Clinic, who Dr. Amen is the head neurologist in the nation right now, was just on Dr. Phil, Dr. This, Dr. That, Dr. Ruth, Dr. No, I didn't say Ruth. But, he's doing the forward on my book. Called him on the phone, said, I need you to do it. He said, done. Tell me where to sign. So he's proving my new cognitive therapy book that's coming out called The 30-Second Solution. I tap it in this book. But I really wrote the new book because there was a 30-second moment in my life that changed it forever. And it's when Jesus fell 12 inches from my head to my heart and I prayed a 30-second prayer, everything changed. So I wrote this book about 30-second decisions, and I've been watching CEOs make these foolish 30-second decisions in boardrooms, and it's costing them in the courtroom. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you that you've got more power in prayer in your prayer room than you do in any courtroom, any boardroom, any weight room, and it's time to let your glory, your training, your power, your anointing, your skill set, your leadership, your intercession shift. Come on, say it, shift. I get this from the wailing wall. I want you to move. I'm a coach. I'm a strength coach. I almost want you to all get up and do a train around here. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all can't handle this. Y'all too religious for me up in here. Dr. Amen published this obesity online. It suggests that being overweight is associated with lower brain flow to the brain, specifically to the prefrontal cortex. This is fascinating stuff. And many negative impact behaviors associated with the brain region. This is supported by the studies that reported diminished metabolic activity in the prefrontal cortex, which is a fancy way of saying if you eat bad foods, you're thinking bad thoughts and your body is getting fatter. Everybody wants a spiritual explanation for natural things. And God is saying, I'm giving them to you. You're destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Esau, you foolish boy. Why would you ever sell out for a bowl of red lentil soup? He sold out for a bowl of broth. How? Cognitively, he didn't have the willpower. His beliefs created a behavioral change. And that's the second key. You've got to make sure that your belief system is solid. Solid on the rock. Solid on the rock. Are you following what I'm saying? And it only comes through the power of resistance. Come on, D. Come on. Hold that thing. God is taking you through the pathways of your marriage. Hold on to this. There you go. Hold on to it now. Don't let it go. And here you are in life. Come on, come with me. And you swing it in your prayer closet. And you, Lord Jesus, I know the spiritual blessing is mine. I know it is, God. And you get $1,000. Okay, we cool. Let's go shopping. Come on, come on, come on. Come on with me. Sister so-and-so shows up and sure she don't like your dress. I'm the righteousness of God. They don't like me. I'm going to walk in love. But you don't ever say you're sorry. God is telling you that the place of pain was your place of gain. And don't you dare negate the natural forces that are attacking you. Don't count it strange when you go through these diverse trials, because I'm bringing a shift. You stand up to it. And you speak those things that be not as though they were. I will walk in love. I will fulfill destiny. I will continue to stand in God's economy. I will. I will not. I will not. I will not. I will not in any way leave you hopeless. Relax. My hold is on you, saith the Lord. Beliefs. Beliefs create behavioral changes. Beliefs. That's the center of your behavior. Esau's fatality is linked to Jacob's legacy. And let me close with this. The promise was Esau's by providence, as I said, but Jacob's by promise. He lost his scent for the spiritual blessing and became lackadaisical. Friends, cognitively, they're proving it. You eat wrong. You thinking wrong. Your weight loss has determined your love walk. I got to get out of here. I'm trying to get out of here. I can't see no doors. His heart walked after his own eyes. His heart walked after his own eyes. This was ethical, not ethical. He saw the red bone in the plate. He saw the ham hock in the plate. He saw the chicken in the plate. He saw the grits in the plate. He said, Mama used to cook those. Let me have some. That's why his name is Red. They called him Red. Because he ate of the soup, and now he's forever marked with the legacy of the prodigal. He's out. This was the greatest calamity since the Garden of Eden. He sold out for a piece of fruit. Fast forward 2,000 years later, you scholars, and preach it. Jesus' first temptation in the wilderness was over food. It ain't no wonder we call it the Adam's apple. You can see it every day. Every time you men get in the mirror, you shave right over it. You know how close you are to that apple. It's too deep for you. This is incidentally what his thing was. He was not dying. He said, I'm dying. I'm dying, Jacob. This man was a hunter. You know what it shows you about this type of man? It shows you that he is worse than a natural man, because he's a carnal boy. He is a carnal man because he is a man who knows the fruits of the Spirit. We're talking about Isaac, man. Isaac was his daddy, and his daddy's daddy was Abraham. These men were loaded. What's he asking his brother for food for? Where are the maids? Where are the servants? He had them all at his disposal. He had them all right there. He goes, what use is it if I just give you my birthright right now and I'm dying? He said, give it on over. It was his by promise. Jacob's legacy, his actions were not acceptable, but they were justifiable. Your actions may not have been acceptable over the years, but God still looks at you as the redeemed seed. You rest in the finished work of Jesus Christ, not of your own in 2 Corinthians. You do it from yourself. And lastly, he said, plain men, faith men, coveted the best gifts. He put spiritual things before natural. Friends, don't ever make your God your belly. If you can't see your feet, you made your God your belly. I ain't hating, no touch your neighbor and say, he's a coach, man, he's a coach. He's here to get you in shape, shut up. Come on, man, we gotta get our yokes on like Pastor David. It ain't about the physique. It's about the spirit. It's about the spirit realm. Last point. The commentator said, bread is not always to the wise, but those that trust in the Lord and do good, verily they shall be fed, fed with daily bread. Not as Esau, sometimes feasting and sometimes feigning. God wants you to know now that at the pinnacle of your life, there are many things in your life that will hit you. But ignorance comes from the word ignore. It happens when you consciously ignore something you know you should do or learn. Now, I know that there are more people in here that believe in themselves than actually you say that you believe in you. And you need to start telling yourself that every single day, like a repetition. If no one else believes in me, there are two that do. Me and the God who put me here to bring me through. Did you get something out of this? Come on, stand to your feet. Come on, Jacobs, where are you? Come on, stand to your feet. Come on, let it come out through your lungs. Come on. Birthright, not prominence, providence. This ain't got nothing to do with your actions. It has everything to do with your belief. And if you believe that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, the real one, you're going to honor him. You're going to honor him with the first fruits of all your income. You're going to honor your wives and your husbands. Come on, think of the word honor. That element is going to carry so much weight in your life that you're going to get stronger every day you walk in it. Because the weight on you is the glory, and it is strengthening you. Now, tomorrow, we're going to finish all this up. I didn't even get through half my stuff, but I came here to preach the word of God into you, that the kingdom must be preached, but the gospel must be taught. And I want you to say this with me. I'm fit for this job. I'm appointed. I'm anointed. I'm a blessing. Not a curse. I'm under submission. I will fulfill my mission. I'm anointed. I'm rich. I'm healthy. And I'm in better shape than I ever imagined. I'm fit for this job. I'm fit for this kingdom. And I'm fit for his glory. You get something out of this? Shout amen. Dr. Bill.
You know, all I got to say is we need to hit the gym.